You're listening to RTSC Talk Show with your host, Steve Holte, and co-hosts Sharon, Kristen, and Andy. Now on with the show. Okay, guys, welcome to another edition of RTSC Talk Radio. For those who don't know what that means, that's real-time spirit communication. That's what we do here every week on Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern here on the Steve Holte Radio Network. Joining me tonight are the usuals. We got Sharon. We have Kristen.
Hello.
We have Kristen.
Howdy.
And we have Lieutenant Andy.
Oh, hey.
Yay! Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Andy had a good week. What else is going on this week? Oh, just for people who are in the chat room who always say they need some sort of music. How do I know that I'm even getting anything? Just play some music. So for a half hour before the show, I just played some music so people knew that they were listening and they were on. I don't know.
Oh, that's cool.
Something new. Just throwing it out there. I do take requests, and I'm not shutting the show down, so that request doesn't apply. Anyway. This week, big stuff going on, big building.
Banner week.
Why? What happened to you, Kristen?
Nothing. Just you have your box 3 and 4. Andy got Lieutenant. Let's see. I don't know, I just think it's a great week. It's a good week for
I
box.
Agree.
Good.
Busy week, though.
Very, very busy week. Very busy.
Yeah, Kristen, we never even hooked up for our Skype session the other night.
Oh, that's because my power went out.
Yeah, and I wasn't around either. So I know poor Pam was looking for both of us.
Oh, sorry,
and neither
Pam.
One of us was there. Yeah,
did
sorry,
you get some
Pam.
Of those storms, Kristen?
Yeah, we had tornadoes and all that good stuff. Luckily, we just had. I wasn't hit with any tornadoes in my particular neighborhood, so.
Oh, you should have been out there doing sessions. What a great natural source of EMF and energy.
Hmm.
I actually undid all my computers and all my ghost box. I made sure they were all unplugged.
Especially that Rich's box. That Rich's box
exactly.
Plugs in, right?
So, yeah.
You don't want to mess with that thing. Plug it into a surge protector. You should be all right.
Yeah, but I didn't want to take a chance. It's not worth it.
I would have been outside with a hat.
Yeah, and we would have been visiting you in the hospital.
And, oh, man, I'm just picturing that. Sharon outside with a hack in the middle of a lightning storm. I put it on YouTube, man. That thing will be a hit. I think it will be great. Also this week, yeah, like I said, I found out what I was doing wrong with all the boxes. I had all these misfit boards and radios, so I made, I guess that's what Frank does. He makes, like, the Franken boxes. He just pieces it together with stuff he has laying around. That's what I felt like I was doing all week, trying to get the stuff working. And I did. I got box 3 and 4 working. They suck. But that's because I used all old parts, and the next one's definitely going to be better. I promise everybody. I did a session this afternoon. I'm having a really bad time today with staying awake. I have no idea. Maybe I'm coming down with a cold or something. I woke up at like 2:30. So, you ever wake up in the afternoon and you're just like, what the hell's going on? Like, day is now night and, you know, you're all messed up.
Yeah, I had a night last night, trust me.
Yeah, that's...
My daughter's sick, so.
It's not H1N1 again, is it?
No, it's just some kind of stomach thing, you know, where they toss their cookies all night long.
Ew.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like me and Frank last week.
Not Frank, Bucks Frank. He's in Colorado.
Yeah, no. Not that Frank, different Frank.
Frankenbox.
That's funny. That's a funny term.
I know. But, all right, so what did you say about... Oh, yeah, you and Frank were sick. That's right.
Yeah.
Now, I did a quick session this morning when I woke up at 2:30 in the afternoon, not in the morning. So anyway, I want to hear Ralph is in the chat room, I think. Or he was.
Yes,
is he still in the chat room?
Yeah,
I don't know. He definitely wasn't there. I don't know where he went. But he called me this morning. I didn't hear from him until this morning to go see, what was that guy? Hans Heckman. He was the original guy who worked on the original Spiritcon with George Meek. And we can get back into that maybe next week, and hopefully Ralph will have some audio and stuff. He can come on and explain to us how he was, because I didn't hear anything about this yet. If he did a little interview, we could cut it out, get some good clips going, and we could talk about Spiritcom and play some of his interview, maybe have Ralph on as a guest. I think that would be a great show. We could do that. Mm-hmm. Also, I believe Hans Heckman's daughter just joined my RTSC Yahoo group.
Oh, thank nice. You,
Ralph.
So, yeah. So,
good going, Ralph.
Yeah, Ralph is a huge promoter of our work, so that's great. Also, like I said, I did a couple sessions this morning, like 3 minutes each, one with Box 3, one with Box 4, just to see if I would get anything. And I'd like to play some of those for you. Oh, there's one I want to play from yesterday. Kristen, did you listen to that file?
I actually listened to it in the car, and I started laughing my ass off, and my husband looked at me like I was insane.
It's fantastic. It's just
It was great.
Now,
and when it came over with the Jeff crazy one, I was just dying. I was just like, this is too funny.
Let's see if I can find it now. It said Kristen first, right? So let me just see if
right.
I can go alphabetically here. Oh, here we go. This came yesterday, and this was with Box 4. I think it was with Box 4. And we were just testing it out on Skype. And this one says, Kristen will get you. And it sounds like they mean it. Pretty serious. So, I don't know. Maybe that's why you had trouble sleeping last night.
They probably gotten into my daughter. I don't know.
Oh, there you go. Says, Kristen, we'll get you. This came from Box 4 yesterday over Skype. So let me play this, see if you guys can hear it. Hey, Kristen's here. You got a message for Kristen? It almost sounds like Scooby-Doo or something like that. We'll get you. You know, like kind of like that. Right? It sounds like it's a cartoon or something.
If it was we'll get you or we will get you.
Yeah, either way.
I'm being bitten.
Yeah, I'm going to play that one more time.
Yeah, it sounded like it was a funny. It didn't sound scary to me. Like, I don't know.
Scared.
It was like, we'll control you kind of thing. It was like kind of a funny voice. I don't know. I thought it was cute.
They've said worse to me.
I want to hear that one more time. Kristen's here. You got a message for Kristen? Yeah, you're right, Andy. It says, we will get you.
We will get you.
Yeah.
Ah.
And that was just one that I was just listening to. It was like, that came 8 minutes and 47 seconds into the Skype session. I was just sitting back listening to it, and that caught me off guard. And while I was right after that file came this file, and this was pretty funny too. It says, Jeff is nuts. So let me play that for you guys. One more time. It's a little fast.
That's pretty clear.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. See, the thing is with these boxes, they're not perfect in any sense of the word. I mean, there's so many different parts and a different, you know, makeup in each radio. You know, I use all different stuff, so no two radios are the same. And it seems like the box number 4, it almost seems like a random box. It's kind of like just jumps around, and I don't know how it's doing that. But I hooked it up to the scope, and it certainly appears like it's jumping around like a random sweep. And I don't know what I did to make that happen, so it's kind of, it is what it is.
Ralph in the chat room wanted to know how Don Johnson's doing. Remember you got those files, he was going to be shot or something?
Yeah, but, you know, these prediction files, they could, he could be shot like, when he's 95, so. And then it would still be validation. As long as he's shot. It'll be validation. What else did I get this week? Let's see. Let me go back. This is what's today's date? Okay, this was back earlier in the week, and that was really rough. I can't play that. Let me see what this is. That's nothing. I'll go back to 2 days ago. This is with Steve's Box 3 once I finally got it working, and this one was really good. I wasn't even trying to get my father. My father passed away in November. And what I was doing, I was just testing out Box 3, recording it, you know, not thinking nothing of it. And I have not heard from my father through the Ghost Box, nor have I asked for him. So it just seems like when I was going over the recording, I heard a lot of references to my father. And one in particular, which is I'm going to play for you right now, it says, Steven, I'm here printing. Now, my father was a pressman. All through his life, he worked at all the, you know, New York Times and and all the local newspapers around here, big newspapers. He was actually a shop foreman at one point. And that's what he did for a living. That's how he and my mother met. He was a printer, and she was a typesetter. So the file says, Steven, I'm here printing, and it's really clear. And I didn't touch this at all, even though I could have cut out some of the space. I don't want to do it because it was so good in its original form. I left it as is. And this has to be something, and it has to be him. So I want to let you guys hear that. It says, Steven, I'm here printing. Let me know if you guys can hear that.
Steven, I'm here printing.
Okay, I'm going to play that one more time for you. And it is separated. Like I said, I didn't cut out any of the space. So it says, Steven, I'm here printing.
Steven, I'm here printing.
Now, I think that's
clear.
Even if that was stray radio broadcast from some, I mean, that's Steven, I'm here printing. It's just not going to happen. It really isn't.
Now, were there any similarities in voices?
I don't think so. I have a couple other ones from this session. It looks like I got like three of them where I think it had to do with my father. So, and this one was, I guess my guides on the other side telling me, they were saying, wait, Steve. And then they said, wait for what? And says, your dad is blocked. Now, this is kind of quick, but I'm going to play it a couple times. It says, wait, Steve, your dad is blocked. So that happens sometimes, and I don't know what the situation is on the other side, but occasionally the people you're trying to speak with cannot get through for one reason or another. And if they're using equipment on the other side, that could be. Maybe their equipment's down. You know how our equipment goes down all the time. So this says, wait, Steve, your dad is blocked. And let me know what you guys think. Wait for what? Okay, I'll play that one more time. Wait, Steve. Your dad is blocked. Wait for what? Yeah, you guys hear that?
Yeah, I hear it.
I heard the wait, Steve, but I can't hear anything after that.
Yeah, see, it's
hear the dad blocked at the end. It's pretty cool. Yeah. I heard it when you posted it, so.
Yeah, it just seems like not even asking for these, you know, files to come through. It seems like they came through anyway, and, you know, I'm glad to get them, you know. And this one says, now I asked for Tom Edison, and it's crazy as it sounds, and I say this all the time. Tom Edison is definitely working on the other side. Definitely. In my opinion, he is definitely working on the other side on this equipment and the communication. So I talk to him quite often, or someone that just says that they are Tom Edison. So either way, I'm asking Tom a question. He says, Steve, your dad is with me. And then it says, perhaps energy is your problem. So let me play this for it. He says,
Steve, I like this one.
Yeah, Steve, your dad is with me. Perhaps energy is your problem. Tom, are you able to give me more knowledge about this equipment when I build it? You guys hear that? Play one more time.
Yeah, I heard it clearly.
I'm going to play one more time.
That's a cool file.
Tom, are you able to give me more knowledge about this equipment when I build it? Okay, we got people in the chat room. You got Ralph saying he doesn't trust Edison. I don't know why.
Jim saying he doesn't believe it is Edison.
Well, I would like to hear what they think and who they think we're actually talking to, and why would they say that they are Tom Edison?
Now, whoever wrote that, Ralph wrote that he was a skinflint. Doesn't that mean cheap?
I don't even know what that means. I'm like, what does that mean?
Oh, that's an old Three Stooges term.
Steve and I had met a guy in the bar that I worked at, and the guy's father was Edison's delivery boy, paper delivery boy. And he said he used to tip him rather well, and he used to tell him stories how he was working on a device that we'd be able to someday talk to his deceased loved ones. So we kind of got validation on that.
Hmm.
So remember that, Steve? That guy
yeah,
we met?
Yeah, I do. I do remember him.
Yeah.
I got one last file. Actually, no, I got two files from this session. This says this one's pretty good. It says, hi. And I said, who's that? It says, hi, Steve. It's dad. Now, it's quick at the end. The dad is quick at the end. But I believe I hear it. So let me play this for you, see if you hear it. Hi. Hi, Steve, it's Dad.
Hi. Hi, who's that?
Or I'm Steven's
dad.
That
one gets me chills.
Yeah.
That one gives me chills.
Hi, Steve, it's Dad.
And clearly.
Yeah.
I lost my mic for a second, but I can clearly hear that.
Let me play it one more time.
Hi, who's that?
See that dad part almost sounds like his voice to me. That actually kind of sounds like him. So that was really cool. So every box, even though they're not perfect, they're not wonderful. And I know the big concern is to get the radio to sweep the whole band. And I got my scope in the mail yesterday, and it's not sweeping the whole band, sweeping most of the band. But I don't think it matters, because if you speed up the sweep, and as long as you get enough radio gibberish fragments, little bits and pieces, this, that, and the other thing, I don't really care if you're sweeping the whole band. If you sweep the whole band, you're getting more, but they're using noise. I'm almost thinking they're using noise, not radio. I think they're just using
noise. I agree. As long as you're getting a good sample, I think that it's going to be just fine.
Because I think I'm getting good stuff with this box 3. These are all from box 3, and this thing isn't even sweeping the whole band. It's sweeping, as I said yesterday on the group, it's sweeping from 2.2 volts to 4.8, because I had some dead batteries in there. But that's a good portion of the band. So I got one.
I would rather it sweep not the entire band than sweep out a band.
Yeah, right, because if you start messing with it, you might get a bunch of empty spot at the top or the bottom, and then you got to wait for it to come back around again. So, you know, I like it the way it is. It seems to be working well. This one says goodbye.
Any last messages before I shut off?
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Now, that one's cool.
I hear goodbye, Steve.
Oh, it could be goodbye, Steve. But the goodbye, it's out. That. For 100%,
goodbye.
That was 100% not the radio, because the guy was like, goodbye. You know, like he just said it over the radio. You know, and I thought that was great. I'll play it one more time. It says goodbye.
Any last messages before I shut off?
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Someone oink at the end there? I heard like... I don't know.
No.
You didn't hear that?
No.
Oh, I'm going to play one more time, because you got to hear somebody sounds like they're oinking at the end. It's pretty funny. Huh? I just caught that one right there.
Any last messages before I shut off?
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh, I hear it.
Did you? Yeah, exactly. That's pretty funny. That's pretty funny. I like that. There was another one in that session that says put it on eBay, which I might. Actually, for people out there in the chat room,
Three
and four. You know, it's another thing that I got to talk about real quick is, as I'm building these things, three and four, iffy at best. FM on three.
You get great stuff with three. I don't know why you keep saying it's a bad Steez box, because you have gotten phenomenal stuff with it.
Well, three and four, neither one of them had FM working, and I don't know why. Now, I shut three off, went to bed the other night, and I came out the morning, and I turned it on, and it was the best box I ever heard in my life. AM and FM sounded perfect. I said, holy crap, did they fix it overnight? You know, did somebody have a hand in this? Did they fix it overnight? Which sounds really crazy, so I'm going to move on from that story. But same thing with box four. Box four, I made a YouTube video yesterday. FM did not work at all. I left it sitting there. I turned it back on a little bit later. AM and FM work fine now. I have no idea how these things are fixing themselves. I don't. I really
Maybe
don't.
Maybe that's why you're tired. Maybe you're just like sleepwalking in the middle of the night and you're working on boxes.
Hey, there you go.
Maybe I'll come up with something better than we already have. So, why does Paranormal Weather Mike want number 7?
Seven's his lucky number.
Is 7 his lucky number? Okay,
I'm guessing.
Because I'm moving on to number 5. So, this is a little... little bit left. He could definitely have number 7.
He still got to finish 2. I'm waiting.
Yeah, 2's in the corner. Two's going to be an easy fix.
Do the 150, because I'm going to redo my 150 with that sweep board.
I got the 12-150 in the mail yesterday, so I'm definitely going to try work with it. The thing is I'm out of boards, which is a good thing, because all the boards I had were crap, and they went into these radios, which I already went into like a million times. So that's the reason why they're iffy. But the new ones, are going to be fresh boards, fresh radios, so they should be good. And the 150, it works on 9 volts, which should be a perfect match. Just like Rich's Ghostbox number 6 is a 9-volt radio. 12-150 is a 9-volt radio. The sweep board is 9-volt. It's a perfect match, and that thing works great.
You just can't beat the sound from that speaker on the 150. It's so rich and deep. I love the sound.
Yeah, and that's what the 589 is supposed to sound like. It has a bass and a treble and stuff like that, and it does sound fairly good. But yeah, the 150 does sound a little bit better. So let me just play the files from today, and then we'll head to a break. And I didn't post these yet, but this was from Box 3 from today. This says Love Box 3. Nobody's going to hear this, but I'm going to play it anyway. It says Love Box 3. Box 3. That's what it is, yes. Yeah, nobody.
I heard it.
Yeah, yep. Thanks. Yeah? I'll play it one more time. I'll play it one more time. It says Love Box 3. Box 3. That's what it is, yes. Yeah, that's a little iffy.
I don't hear it. I'm sorry.
And this is from Steve's Box.
I hear Box.
I hear it. I hear it. It's choppy, but I hear it.
Yeah, that's how it is. Now, this is from Box 4 from today. It says, but it's newer. I said, this box sucks, or something like that. And it says, but it's newer. So, I guess they were just trying to keep it upbeat for me. You know, so let me play this. It says, but it's newer. This is not the best radio I've made so far, guys. I like yep. that one. That's pretty funny. I'm going to play it again. It says, but it's newer. I said, it's not the best box I've made. And it says, but it's newer. Like they're trying to just make me feel good. Hang on one second. This is not the best radio I've made so far, guys.
Newer.
So, I don't know. That's I don't know how to take that. You know? You know, they were just trying to be supportive. Awesome. What's that, Kristen?
I said, that was awesome. I like that one.
Yeah, I just think they were just trying to be supportive. Now, I asked them where everybody was today, and they were like, it is raining. And it is. It's raining here. So, like, I guess that they don't want to come through when it's raining. And Sharon says when it's windy also. So, this one says, it is raining. Where is everybody today? It's raining? Does that mean no communication today? They never answered that question, by the way. That's why I cut it off.
I thought I heard raisin. I don't know if I heard raining.
I'll play it again. Where is everybody today? It's raining? Does that mean no communication today?
Yeah, I kind of hear an S in there.
Could be.
I hear raisin.
That clip had a real... first generation Frank's box.
I know. And that's what I said about this box 4. I said it's got like this random sweep going on there, and I have no idea why. That's exactly what it sounds like. And this last file, I said, what's going on with you guys today? It said, today, nothing. So I'll play that. Hey, guys, what's going on today? So I guess it's Sunday. I guess they're just relaxing just like we are. So,
exactly.
Says today, nothing. Hey guys, what's going on today? I don't know. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, good. And that was all box 3, correct?
This was box 4.
That was box 4. Okay.
Yeah, the only file I got from box 3 was the one that was kind of iffy that said Love Box 3. This one, I mean, I did get another one, but I know for a fact nobody's going to hear it. That's why I didn't bother play it. This was from 3 also. I'm hearing Stephen Holte's box, but I'm sure nobody's going to hear it. I'll play it for you anyway, just for ha-has. I hear it. Nobody else is going to hear it. Stephen Holte's box is what I think it says. Yeah, nobody heard that.
I heard that clearly.
Yeah, I did hear it, yeah.
Are you serious?
Absolutely.
I'm going to play it again.
I heard it that time.
I sped the sweep up like ridiculously fast. Like you heard how fast that was. And mm-hmm. and I thought I heard it. I'm like, wow, man. So that's pretty good. Now, we're on delay, so Rich is in the chat room saying play it again. And I don't know which one.
The raisin.
Oh, the raisin?
Raining raisin.
Well, I'm thinking it says raisin now. I'll play it again. I'll play it again for you if you guys want to hear it. It is raisin, is what it says.
Where is everybody today? It's raining. Does that mean no communication today?
Yeah, still not perfect. This communication, for sure.
But the other one, the first one, is Stephen Holte's box, is so fast, but it clearly says it. I love the faster sweeps. Every single time, I prefer it faster.
Yeah, I just mess around with and then Joey had a good idea. I should play it first, and then ask what it says. You guys want to hear what? Before we go to the break, you just want me to turn on the 3 and 4 real quick, and just give everybody a sample of what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is raining. See, Joey heard it was. It is raining. Thank you, Joey. So that's. Joey is my man. So let me turn on. This is going to be box 3, and this is AM. They just say box 3.
I heard Xbox.
Box 3.
I heard box something.
I heard Urkel, like, in a whispery voice, like, Urkel.
Oh, screw that one. And I heard them say, we said raisin.
Get out of here.
Get out.
I just can't believe these boxes are staying working. Frank's box, something.
Mm-hmm. And just as he said that, I was typing, and it definitely sounds like an early Frank's box.
Okay, I'm going to switch to FM, see if FM is working now.
I hear Whisper Guy in there, too.
Yeah, he's definitely in there. I can definitely hear him.
Hi, Whisper Guy.
I heard Ghost Box. All right, let me switch to FM. And FM was not working, so it doesn't work well, but it works.
I heard a little bit a while ago, Ghostbox Christian.
On FM?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to shut down and I'm going to turn on box 4. That was box 3. Yes.
Steve, yes. Rich had a great idea. Instead of playing music during the break, just play the Ghost Box.
That's not a bad idea.
No.
It's not a bad idea. I'm going to play a song, though.
Okay.
Thanks, Rich. But I'm going to play a song. And then maybe I'll play a Ghost Box after that. I'm going to turn this on. This is the newest one, box 4. And like I told my sister, this is a true mess, this box, because after I did it, I realized that the wires are too short in there, so I couldn't mount it correctly, so I just left it hanging in the box. I figure, where's it going to go? So believe me, I'm not doing... I shortcut everything. Believe me, I figure this board is hanging, it's a little one-by-one board, and it's hanging...
Just wrap it in electric tape.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I don't feel like taking it back apart again. But these boxes, I didn't think I could possibly... give them away. I just figure I'll just hang on to all these things, but maybe, I don't know, maybe I'll sell them on eBay for cost, whatever I paid for them, and the people can pay the shipping if anybody's interested.
I've got an idea for one for an interactive project, but I'll get with you after the show.
Okay. I'm interested in that. All right, this is Steve's Box number 4, and this is AM. Are they talking about Steve's box?
I heard Steve's box and Kristen and...
That's what I heard, Steve's box.
A lot of stuff in there, yeah.
Yeah, I'm here. Does this not sound like an early Frank's box, like on random mode?
Yes.
Kristen's here.
Taffy, I heard.
Happy?
Okay, I just heard Bobby, Sharon, Lucy. Now, Bobby and Lucy, Bobby was my mother's name, and Bobby was my brother's name. Lucy was my mother's name.
Wow.
Is Sharon's parents there?
Brother and mother.
Brother and mother. Sharon's brother and mother there?
We're not angry?
Who's here?
Peyton's here.
I heard Peyton's here.
Yeah.
He's drunk.
Guys, who are we speaking with? They say the devil. Yes.
I heard Ghostbox again. Something about Edison.
Edison, is he there? Tom, are you there? Something about Frank. Okay, I'm going to switch over to FM and see if FM is working on this. This sounds like no other box. It really is.
Sounded really good, though. The responses are clear.
All right, this is FM. That sucks. Steve. Sucks. They repeat
yep,
me?
Steve, that sucks, yes.
Wow.
Listen.
I don't know why it stops and goes.
I like the AM.
Yeah. You know, I can't say that anything sucks because every box is different and unique, and they all seem to work, so... Just because I'm not used to listening to it doesn't mean it sucks. But I think this FM sucks, though. Alright, I'm gonna shut off. Guys, bye. I'll talk to you in a little bit.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. Okay. Alright, that was Steve's Box 3 and 4. What do you guys think of that?
Personally, I think they both sound good.
I liked them.
Yep.
Yeah, that was thrown together very quickly. Both boxes were built in less than 20 hours. So,
but Steve, you got a touch of the perfectionist in you. I mean, those are very, very good and light years ahead of Shack Hacks.
Well, that's what my sister said. She told me, she said, you know what? She goes, I'm coming over there to get those boxes because she said that they sound good, you know, and I, just like you said, I'm a perfectionist and I'm going to take it apart and try to make it better and I'm going to end up ruining them. And she said, they're
yeah,
good enough already.
Fix them till you break them.
Yeah. She wants to take them away from me. So I don't,
You should.
So go, Tracy. Go. Go get them.
So,
Steve, you called me yesterday. You said, these things suck. And you want to hear them. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, they sound great.
Do you think so?
Why do you? Yeah, they do. I mean, yeah, it's different. But because it's different doesn't necessarily mean it's bad or it sucks. It's just, you'll get communication. And if you're getting it, then it doesn't suck.
That's true. And Ralph wrote in the chat room, who was Peyton. Peyton's my niece, my sister's daughter, Peyton. So it was pretty funny. Her name came through clearly, I think. I'm going to have to review this, you know. And this,
I thought it came through in the last clip as well.
That's what somebody else said. Was that you that wrote that in the chat room?
Chris. Heard it in the most recent.
Yeah, Chris wrote it. He heard it in the last piece also. So that's... Yeah, that's really strange. And this isn't even a live session yet.
Ralph heard it as well. Ralph and Chris heard it.
It's live, but it's not live. You know, this isn't like our set live. The guys wanted to do that to show you guys what they sound like. But Anyway, let's go to a quick break, and then we'll come back, and we'll do our live session. And what I'm going to use for the live session to start off, and then maybe either Kristen, you want to fire up your Rich's box, or Sharon, you want to fire up something that you have there, that's fine, too. We could do stuff like that and just mix it, keep it moving around. And what I did was I brought Rich's Box 3 in the room with me today, and right before the show, I turned it on, and it doesn't work. So I was like, this sucks. You know, why is this thing not working? I had it in the room, untouched, didn't move it, didn't do anything. It's not working. So I took it apart. I took the back off it, and I took the board, and I think there's a bad solder joint because I was able to move it around and get it to work. So I'm going to use Rich's Box 3 for our session because I haven't used this in a while, and that is a really good box. So I'm going to use that, and I still have it apart, but it works right now. So after the show, I'll probably fix that solder joint and then put it back together. But for the meantime, let's go to break. We'll come back. We'll do Rich's Box 3, and then we'll move it around to other locations and see if that makes a difference with the communication. So we'll see you guys in roughly like 5 minutes. Go do your break, listen to the song, do what you gotta do. See you in a few.
Okay.
All right, see you.